And a lot of practicing physicians and nurses and other allied health professionals didn't have that same education opportunity. And so maybe that's why people are so excited about it as well. I mean, clearly this time of year is working for people for selling out. So that's super exciting.
Well, this is wonderful information for me, and I'm hoping that a lot of the people will listen in to whatever we can get for that day. And if not, would either of you be willing to come back to Aboriginal Voices and be part of our show to answer some of the questions that come from our listeners?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Wow. I like that stereo. Okay, that's great. Last word to each of you. Sarah, what would you like to have our young people think about when it comes to their health?
Oh, our young people. What would I love them to think about? Well, I think we plan so, like, as young people, I have three teenage daughters. They're 15, 17, and almost 19. And, I mean, that teaches me a great deal about what youth want. Mm-hmm. And they want, my daughters talk about, they want peace. And they want to know that we're taking care of the earth for them. And so your original question was, what do I want young people to take away from this? Is that, you know, in our Indigenous ways of knowing, we think seven generations ahead. And so, you know, I don't know if we're including, like, we've got a lot of generations included in our day. But to think about, you know, what are we going to do for our young people and what kind of world do we want to leave for them? But I don't know if I answered your question.
You did, yes. And Jamaica.
Yeah, what a thoughtful question. I would maybe add that your health isn't the absence of illness. And my pearl of wisdom, I guess, today is that in our ways, we think a lot more broadly about what medicine is and what healing is. And so what I would encourage young people to do is treat your body like the sacred vessel that it is, and do things like make sure you get a regular amount of sleep every night, eat meals of whole, real foods, move your body in ways that are joyful, take time for love and connection with your family and your friends, and all of this will do so much preventatively to allow you to have a long health span as well as a long lifespan. And truly, that cannot be overstated. And I promise you, when you get older, you can't make that up. And so now's the time. And sunscreen. Always sunscreen.
Thank you very much. I appreciate this. And we'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Meet Wedge.
George Leach and Samaya. And George Leach wrote that many years ago. As you may catch on, it was 3 days after his daughter was born, but made a great impact on him. And yeah, a lot of fun. He's been a member of our show for many, many years, and we love playing his music. And I hope he gets to come into the area. He's from Six Nations, the Oshawegon area. Okay, now, you know Sean's on assignment this week, and he is working away helping folks with a play, and I'm technical help. He does what I need help with every week, so it's kind of funny that he's away and I get to do all this work at the board. It's actually kind of fun, you know, learning all this or using the skills that we do have. But, you know, we were talking about Chris Dirksen, and we did a tribute to her. And now we're going to look at a second album that she produced called The Collapse. And it was an album, 2013, I believe it was published. And Chris Dirksen has traveled all across the country and, in fact, in other countries around the world since she started here in Kingston. Sharing her music, but I've got some things that I'm going to read, and then we've got a piece that was sent in, an audio piece, and we'll play a couple of songs so you get a sense of what Chris Dirksen's music was like, and this album is in fact called The Collapse. So it's part of our Indigenous Soundscapes project, and so, you know, we're going to spend some time looking at Chris Dirksen, who is a Two-Spirit Cree and Mennonite cellist and a composer. And she is actually from Treaty 8 territory in northern Alberta. And she spent her life basically shattering expectations of what classical music can be. And through loop pedals, electronic beats, and her formidable training, she beautifully braided her dual heritage into the music that she produced for us. And today we're going to explore her 2013 album called The Collapse, and we're going to look really closely at two of the songs from it, and we're going to find out a little bit about the story of the land, identity, and movement. So we have a special guest with us, sent in to us already. And Rachel, are you ready? I got a thumbs up.
Our first feature is Our Home on Native Land. The title itself is a sharp, clever subversion of the Canadian national anthem, demanding that the listener confront the true history of the soil they stand on. In this track, Dirksen utilizes her cello to mimic the creaks, groans, and sighs of the earth itself, layering loops until a haunting, powerful wave of sound washes over you. It is a story of reclamation, reclaiming autonomy, and reminding the world whose home this truly is. Journalists have long noted how Dirksen used this exact friction to spark crucial conversations. Writing for Stir magazine, journalist Janet Smith highlighted the profound dual perspective that drove Dirksen's storytelling, quoting the artist. The Mennonites are quite religiously strict, and my Indigenous family has a different sort of spirituality. So they're quite different from each other. Because of my upbringing, I'm able to come to the table with a perspective of being both from the land and a settler to the land. And that was from Janet Smith's stir outpouring of grief at news of cello innovator Chris Dirksen's death.
Heavy space of reclamation, and we're going to move directly into a heartbeat of the album, and we're going to do a song called Dark Dance. And this track perfectly captures the urban indigenous reality that Dirksen profoundly lived. Here, the traditional meets the urban club, and you're going to be able to hear the deep thump of the electronic dance music intertwined with aggressive driving cello lines that mimic the energy of a powwow. It's a song about survival, joy, and finding rhythm in the darkness of the modern world. Music journalists have continuously struggled to find a single box for this sound, and because it simply didn't exist before her. As noted in one of the reviews that I found called, or by Music Works, quote, Dirksen creates undeniably modern music that fixes folk, classical, dance, and Aboriginal structures and tunes with electronic beats. She braids the traditional and contemporary, weaving her classical background and her indigenous ancestry together with new school electronics to create a genre-defying music. And that comes from Music Works, and it's a trademark theater feature. So here is the song that we talked about called Dark Dance. Thank you.
my name is Genevieve, and I'll be hosting Peace, Love, and Jenny on CFRC 101.9 FM on Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop. Music that spans decades but all connects through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. See you there!
Did you eat today? If yes, you can thank Ontario Farmland. Ontario Farmland provides local foods and local jobs for millions of Ontarians. But our farmland is under threat. Every day, 319 acres of farmland is lost. Over the past 35 years, 2.8 million acres of farmland have vanished forever. At the Ontario Farmland Trust, we fight to preserve farmland. Visit us at OntarioFarmlandTrust.ca.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hi, I'm Sarah Funnell. I'm an urban family physician here in Kingston.
My name is Jamaica Cass. I am a rural family physician in Tiandanega.
We are both First Nations physicians, and we are co-chairs of the Advisory Committee for the Indigenous Health Day, Understanding, Respecting, and Transforming Care.
This is a full-day continuing professional development event through Queen's Health Sciences to educate our interprofessional colleagues on Indigenous ways of knowing and health throughout the life cycle.
We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including Indigenous dietitians, midwives, nurses, cultural experts. What else, Jamaica? Who else?
And diabetes educators who will be presenting with some of our Western healthcare colleagues to provide a truly two-eyed seeing approach to treating Indigenous patients in a culturally safe way throughout the life cycle.
Yeah, I'm excited about this amazing day of education. And also the possibility of purchasing some amazing art from the Indigenous Artisans Market as well. It's going to be a great day.
As we welcome vendors from the local Indigenous community, and although we are sold out this year, truly there has been an overwhelming response, and perhaps it's something that we could offer again in the future.
Hi, this is Chelsea.
And this is Yayi, and we are Twin Flames.
You're listening to our new single, Just Like a Ghost.
Could my hand watch me bleed? Jump through a photograph, make believe. You said I'm sorry when I needed it most. Show up in my dreams just like a ghost. Love is blind and love is pain.
Thank you. truth that I never heard. You're coming back
Back in the old days, Rabbit did not look as he does today. In the old days, Rabbit had long legs and a long, bushy tail, and he was the fastest runner of all the animals. But in one way, Rabbit was as he is today. Of all the things Rabbit loved to do, he loved to run around in the fresh new snow. Now, if you have a field near your house and the snow has fallen, look out there in the morning. You'll see rabbit tracks all across that new snow because rabbits love to run around and play when the snow falls. One day, long ago, Rabbit was out walking around. It was near the end of winter, and all of the snow had melted away. And as Rabbit walked, he said to himself, "Ah, if only it would snow, that I could run around and play, if only it would snow." And then Rabbit remembered something. His grandmother had told him, "Rabbit, if you want something to happen, maybe you can make it happen if you do this. If you sing a little song in the right way, if you dance a little dance in the right way, sometimes you can make things happen." And Rabbit said to himself, "I wonder if I could make it snow." So Rabbit made up a song right then and there, and he began to dance in a circle, and as he did so, he sang this song. He sang, "If only it would snow. If only it would snow, then I could run around and play. If only it would snow." And as he sang and as he danced, he looked up. And there were some clouds beginning to form in the sky. So he began to sing and dance a little harder. "If only it would snow. If only it would snow, then I could run around and play. If only it would snow." And now a few flakes began to fall out of the sky. Rabbit was very happy now. He began to sing and dance even harder. "If only it would snow, if only it would snow, then I could run around and play. If only it would snow, if only it would snow, if only it would snow, then I could run around and play. If only it would snow." And now the snow was falling hard. Flakes the size of feathers were floating down, covering the ground. But Rabbit was not satisfied. He wanted more. He sang his song again. "If only it would snow, if only it would snow, then I could run around and play. If only it would snow." And the snow fell. It fell harder and harder. It covered the ground completely. But Rabbit continued to dance and sing. It covered up the bushes. But Rabbit continued to dance and sing. It covered up the lower branches of the trees, but Rabbit still sang and danced. It snowed and snowed and snowed until it had covered all of the trees in the forest. All that could be seen was just one little branch of a single tree sticking up above the snow. And Rabbit, who had sang and danced his way to the top of all the snow, looked around and was very pleased. "Huh," he said, "I have done well." But now Rabbit was tired. He wanted to take a nap. And where was his home? Way down below all that snow. And he didn't want to just sleep on top of the snow. He looked around, and there he saw that branch of that tree. He climbed up on top of it, curled himself up, and went to sleep. While he slept, the sun came out. It shone down onto the earth. It shone down onto all that new snow. Warmer and warmer the sun shone, and the snow began to melt away. It melted down below the tops of the trees. It melted down below the branches of the trees. It melted down below the bushes. It melted down to the ground, and then it all melted away. And that was when Rabbit woke up. He woke up and looked around and saw he was in the top of a tree. And you know, even back then when Rabbit had long legs and a big bushy tail, Rabbit did not know how to climb trees, either up them or down them. He looked around. "How can I get out of the top of this tree?" he said. Now he thought about singing his song and dancing his dance again, but there was no room in the top of that tree to do that dance. He thought, maybe I could jump down. And he looked, and there near the base of the tree, he saw some new green plants. The sun had made them grow. They were just the kind of plant that Rabbit loved to eat. Oh, he thought, and he remembered how hungry he was. Maybe I could jump down. And he began to lean over, getting ready to try to jump. But as he leaned, his foot slipped, and his tail caught in the branches, and pop, his tail broke right off. And Rabbit fell down so hard that when he hit the ground, it pushed his front legs in. It scrunched his back legs up, and he hit his nose so hard he split his lip. Now, ever since then, that's how Rabbit has looked. His legs pushed in, his nose split, and his tail just a little stub, no longer long as it was before. But if you go out at that time of year when the snow is just getting ready to leave, you may look up in the tops of certain trees, and you will see their little rabbit tails still hanging to remind you to be satisfied with enough of a good thing. The little rabbit tail trees, some people call them pussy willows, are there in the forest to remind you of this story. And so, that story goes. Ho? Hey.
I leave the porch light on just in case. Open that door swings and I see your face. And I, how will I even
And I keep your photograph to this day, wishing and hoping that you're okay. And I'm missing you now.
I'm never happy to have a night Kitsarong a tilitaw lao rave Zernarong a anitaw kone rave Takarong a
All the same, love remains All this hurts inside me Call your name to this day Wish you were home beside me
Left your bedroom in its place Posters and memories unerased And I How naive am I
Standing in the doorway I hold back my tears Seems just like yesterday Although it's been years And I I'm missing you now.
I never na pitachon nai rave. Kitzachon a tilitao lao rave. Zunachon a anitao kone rave. Tachamon a.
All the same, love remains. This hurts inside me Call your name to this day Wish you were home beside me
just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I. Porch light on, just in case. Open that door, swings, and I see your face, and I.
Friends. job working for the city and a hustle on the side. When her son was born, she took a vow to straighten this life out. But the life of a brown woman was a lie she had to live without, live without. Well, Soleil had a fight in her, the same fight in her bloodline. Didn't take shit from the cops, transition house guidelines. She knew how to call a bluff, had conviction in her doubts. But no one heard a brown woman, got a life she had to live without, live without. Troubled white man, discarded like some junk mail with his weekend's beer cans. But she had no dying words in the papers or the press. Just another brown woman, just another red dress.
Swing, swang, swung. It's 2 hours of jazz, jump, bop, blues, fusion, funk. I'll play it all as long as it swings. So check us out every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Jazz is an American classic, and therefore we present it as such, without tricks and without nonsense and without funny hats and funny hair.
Oh,
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and I'm the host. This show is about just one artist each episode, talking about their sound, their style, their influences, who they influenced, everything they sort of stand for and how they came to be. And lately on the show, I've been playing sort of a lot of grunge music. And to sort of continue onto that, today I'm going to be playing some Stone Temple Pilots.